Wednesday. Today is September the 25th, and you're listening to My Farm. We're going to take a look at an interesting story about the Environmental Working Group going after Tyson Foods, accusing them of greenwashing their products. What they mean by that is making claims that the products are more environmentally friendly than they actually are. They filed a lawsuit over this. We'll have all the details after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
The Environmental Working Group and Climate Smart Benefits making agricultural headlines. Now, last week, the Environmental Working Group challenged claims by Tyson Foods that certain beef products have climate smart benefits, accusing Tyson of, quote, greenwashing its environmental claims. The EWG filed a civil lawsuit last Wednesday against Tyson in the District of Columbia, alleging on behalf of consumers in the District of Columbia that Tyson is making false claims under the DC Consumer Protection Procedures Act. Now, citing that consumers want to buy food that's more environmentally friendly, the Environmental Working Group stated Tyson is taking advantage of these preferences. Tyson knowingly capitalizes on these well-intentioned preferences in advertising in numerous outlets and a pledge to achieve a, quote, net zero climate emission by 2050 and marketing climate smart beef, the lawsuit alleges. Environmental Working Group contended that Tyson produces tremendous volumes of climate warming emissions at every state in its industrial meat processing. Despite Tyson's claims of lowering its carbon footprint, the EWG stated Tyson has no plans to achieve these goals and is taking no meaningful steps to do so. Now, Tyson Foods declined to comment on specific litigation, but a spokesperson did send a statement defending the company's environmental practices. Tyson Foods has a long history of sustainable practices that embrace good stewardship of our environment, resources, and they continue to support agricultural practices that further these efforts and work to strengthen the overall resiliency of the U.S. agriculture system. Now, EWG's lawsuit is backed by other environmental and animal rights groups, the Animal Legal Defense Fund, Earth Justice, Farm Stand, and Edelson PC, and those groups issued a joint statement saying their lawsuit aims to hold Tyson accountable for misleading consumers about the true nature of its products and their environmental cost. Court order stopping Tyson's harmful conduct would represent a turning point in that fight to hold the biggest and most powerful contributors to the climate crisis across industries accountable for greenwashing, the recent lawsuit said by EWG. Now, while suing Tyson, the lawsuit also takes a jab at USDA's efforts to require companies to require more evidence to back up their environmental claims. The Food Safety and Inspection Service issued new guidance last month to companies to provide more evidence about claims such as, quote, climate friendly, as well as labels such as raised without antibiotics. Environmental groups criticized the USDA for allowing meat packers to use labels suggesting beef products were, quote, climate smart or climate friendly. The USDA used $3.1 billion from the Commodity Credit Corporation for the Partnership for Climate Smart Commodities that's focused on investing in on-farm practices to reduce greenhouse gas emissions or sequester carbon. The argument behind the grant is that producers and companies would then gain premiums or markets by promoting that their products come from the farms using climate smart practices. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Changing directions, more state governments are utilizing agricultural trade missions, both self-supported and through USDA as well as USDA programs, in their efforts to increase food and farm export markets and sales. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
USDA's 2024 Agricultural Trade Mission lineup concludes this December with a visit by a U.S.-led delegation to Morocco, the final of seven such events. Among the participants of these and previous USDA USDA-led ag trade missions, state secretaries, directors, ag commissioners of agriculture.
From an Arkansas perspective, we were certainly delighted to get to participate for multiple reasons. We're trying to grow our export here in Arkansas and diversify our markets, and that certainly was a big topic for this trade mission.
What we all offer working together is complementary and supplemental ways of filling in each other's diets and security needs, especially for a fast-growing population.
Arkansas Agriculture Secretary Wes Ward on his state's efforts as part of a March trade mission to South Korea. California Agriculture Secretary Karen Ross discussing the diversity of U.S. food and farm products potentially entering and expanding into India after an April ag trade mission. The importance of USDA-led trade missions on state ag exports was evident in that India visit, with 10 state ag department leaders as part of the U.S. delegation. Agriculture Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs Alexis Taylor emphasizes what more state ag departments are realizing.
Trade missions, I think, are a really important tool that we have in our toolbox at USDA to support our food and agricultural export sector to tap into new diverse markets all over the world.
In some cases, states use USDA ag trade missions as part of complementary strategies, also sending state-specific trade missions to an export market, either as an introductory or follow-up exercise. Also seeing the importance of state ag export market development and promotion efforts, someone with experience in both realms, former Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Ag Affairs, now Chief Executive Officer of the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture, Ted McKinney, and his organization has utilized USDA funding to support similar market development efforts.
This is a long-held program called the Emerging Markets Program. It's got to be a developing country, hence our visits to Asia Pacific and Africa primarily.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.